Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Has your teacher ever tried to explain something, perhaps a math problem, and the class just didn't seem to understand? She would then go to the blackboard and say, "Let me show you an example." As she drew a picture or worked out a numbers problem, you were able to see that example, and then you knew what to do. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, did you know God wants you to be an example? 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." How many ways are we to be an example? Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The Apostle Paul was an older man writing to young Timothy that Timothy was to be a good example to others who believed in Jesus, even though he was young. Even though you're young, boys and girls, you are an example. You're either a good example or a bad example. Remember, someone is always watching your life. If you believed on the Lord Jesus, you should be a good example of Jesus. Can people see by your life that Jesus has made a difference? Are you watching your words? Would they be right and good words for younger children to be hearing and to be copying? What about your actions? Do they show other believers how to be unselfish and loving? How to be honest and diligent? What about your heart attitudes? Could others say you're a good example of faith and purity? Faith means to believe and obey God. And purity, well, it means you're to have a pure, clean life on the inside, like our Lord Jesus. Keep checking up on those areas of your life so you can continually improve your example to others. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, you must realize you can never be an example of something you know nothing about. But Jesus wants you to know him, for he's the only one who can save you from sin. Go now to How to Be a Child of God. Let's say that verse one more time now. 1 Timothy 4:12. Be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Why not learn this old hymn from Mr. B.B. McKinney to help you remember to live for Jesus?
While passing through this world of sin and others, your light shall view. Be clean and pure without within. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you.
How was your checkup today?